people actually people like to live by. What is this? Mike Reesh, what are we starting the show with here?
Did you hear the lyrics? You said, my future's so bright, I gotta wear shades.
Oh.
It's a stretch.
Party, har, har, here at Rosie on Now, starting the solar hour with a joke. Solar's no joke, Mike.
Sorry, Dan.
Good morning, y'all, and welcome to Rosie on the House. Where in this hour, we have specialist Dan King from Harman Solar Inn talking about everything solar. And there are those of you that have been sitting on the fence wondering, do I or don't I? I've got this list. I've thought about it. I've got this list of unanswered questions. We actually have been submitted. A lot of people at RosieOnTheHouse.com actually submit their questions to us. And we've collected the ones that we've been receiving the last couple weeks and have given them to Dan. We're going to address those on the show today. But we can also address your question as well at 1-888-767-4348. In particular, if you're in the SRP service area and you have been under the impression that solar doesn't work in the SRP service area, we need to hear from you today because we have figured it out. When I say we, I mean Dan and the folks at Harman Solar. And the number, 1-888-767-4348. Okay, Dan, when I know you're coming in, I start clipping solar articles out of the newspaper. APS and the Corporation Commission and Solar City all are trying to get back and renegotiate the deal. Back in June, Governor Ducey actually intervened and said, look, we're not going to have this thing go to the ballot. We want you guys to all sit down like grown-ups in a room, and let's mediate this thing and get it solved. So they have a meeting. It lasts all day, 9 to 5:30, and the announcement coming out of the meeting was?
I think they're just going to push everything down the road a
little
bit.
Nothing's been decided. That's right, exactly. So what does that mean?
I think your first mistake was saying adults in that conversation.
So yeah. We've got Corporation Commission elections coming, so yeah. I'm going to encourage people to study the candidates closely.
You know nothing's going to happen if there's elections right around the corner, right?
Well, you would think not. Yeah. That's for sure. So what does that do to y'all in the solar industry with this decision about trying to come to a reconciliation between the industry and the utility providers, a place that we can all exist happily, where it's a win-win-win for everybody, is constantly being negotiated? Where do we stand today?
Well, there's a lot going on. I mean, the utilities are all filing rate cases. APS filed theirs a few months back. So I think what you're going to see is after the elections in November, probably the beginning of the year, there's going to be everybody kind of digging in and getting together and having all of those conversations. And hopefully there will be a resolution without it having to go to like a court case by June, July next year.
I wonder if Bob Burns is tracking the amount of money utility companies are spending on the election. I know you don't like going political, but I couldn't help but get that in there. I'm just curious. That's all. Curious.
It's probably all public, right?
Yeah, there are no behind-the-scenes donations ever in these kind of elections. All right, let's talk a little bit about the fact that the decision's been put off. What does that say for the homeowners?
Well, I think it's a really good thing. I mean, what Rosie's talking about, everybody, is there was a case that, and it was a smaller utility company in the southern Arizona, Unisource, where they were wanting to impose special rates on solar customers. And the law judge that made a ruling in the case basically said you can't – she recommended that you shouldn't do that until you actually determine – what the true value of a solar kilowatt hour is, the value of solar. So that's one other thing that's going to be hot and heavy discussions over the coming months as well. And I think that's going to be part of, once that's determined, that information is going to be used to shape future rate cases.
And I want to get inside their head here for the sake of the Arizona homeowners. Homeowners, when Dan says we need to define the value of a kilowatt, it's a hard definition to get to, because the utility companies have a definition for kilowatt as they sell it to you.
Oh, there's a lots of things that make up the cost of that kilowatt hour from the utility company's perspective.
But they have a different definition of that kilowatt as they have to buy it back from you.
Well, right now, whenever you get credit for excess generation at the end of the year with APS, they give you what's called the wholesale avoided cost, which is basically what they say it costs to generate a kilowatt hour from Palo Verde, which is about 2.8 or 2.9 cents. It's not figuring any of the other what we would call value of a kilowatt hour generated by a solar system, but that's currently what they're using.
And the utility company is saying we can only credit it back at that wholesale rate because you are in requirement of our distribution grid to get you the power you need off hour. And so the utility company is saying, hey, the differential in that still isn't enough. We still need more compensation from our solar customers. And we've got the number of solar customers in the APS service here is a much bigger number than I realized.
Yeah, but as a percentage of their overall customer base, it's pretty insignificant.
It's still less than 1%.
I think it might be a little more than 1%, okay. But somewhere around that number, yeah.
Yeah. So we're trying to define a kilowatt, and we got to define it as we buy it. We got to define it as we consume it. We got to define it as we get it credited back to us, and then all the other ramifications that impact that definition, like the cost of the superstructure, of the power grids, and the power generating supply generators and factories and all of that.
You can imagine that's not an easy formula to probably work through.
So, no, there's a lot. There's a lot to go into it. So, and then the solar industry come back and y'all have y'all's definition of a kilowatt.
Well, of course, it's a lot more than 2.8 cents. I can guarantee you that.
and talk through y'all's position on, hey, utility company, we're a benefit to y'all. And the utility company is trying to convince really the media, trying to convince the populace that y'all are needed, but you're, I'm not sure, I'm fishing for the right word here. You're needed because we need to get to the natural resources.
Well, I mean, you take a look at where energy is coming from today, right? A lot of the energy here is, you know, Palo Verde from APS service territory. But there's no new nuclear plants being built.
Nope.
What new energy sources are coming online? A lot of it is renewable resources. And I think the utility company, admittedly, as you just kind of indicated, they see value in it. They see value if they own it, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's absolutely going to be some really good conversations as we move towards the next summer with the rate case with APS to truly find, you know, the triple win where the customers all benefit, the utility company can benefit, and the solar industry. And again, when I say solar industry, you know, I'm talking primarily about the local Arizona installation community can benefit as well.
Well, we've got this definition conversation going on kilowatts. I want to get into the peak load because that's another whole dimension we're going.
That's all part about what APS filed. They're looking to move everybody to a three-part rate that includes a demand component.
And I want to talk about that. And that's kind of what everyone thought shut down the SRP neighborhoods. And then we had an opportunity for all of us initially kind of think through it and solve that. But right now, you've got a special offer for Rosie on the House listeners.
Yeah, it's our second. So last year at this time, we did a free solar giveaway. And it was such a huge success, we wanted to bring it back out for a second year this summer. And just like we did last year, we made the initial announcement on the Rosie Show and made a special offer to Rosie listeners. So everybody pay attention. And the good news is this year, it's not just APS. SRP customers can qualify,
that
too.
That is good news.
So it's great news.
It's everybody.
Everybody out there. So what it is, it's a free solar giveaway. So all you guys need to do is go to our website at harmonsolar.com. On our webpage, it's simple. You click on it that says free solar giveaway, fill out the information. There's a drop down that asks you where you heard. Make sure you click Rosie on the House, because what that's going to do is it's going to get you an extra entry into the drawing.
Double your chances.
Double your chances. So everybody that does an appointment with us, Rosie listeners, when you fill this out, we'll get an extra entry. And then you'll see also a picture there of last year's winner, which is kind of cool. You'll notice he's holding up a big check for $5,000, and he's got a big smile on his face. So if you happen to purchase or lease a system from us, then what happens is you get additional entries into the drawing, but you're not going to win the solar system because you already have it and you're already saving money. You're going to win $5,000 like last year's winner.
Well, that's nice. So that way someone that already has solar isn't penalized or excluded from the contest.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. And if anything, you know, I would encourage everybody, if they see value in it, why not? Because then you could always use the $5,000 to go towards the, you know, the price of the solar system, too. So.
And we did mention it was for everyone listening, but we are broadcasting statewide right now. So this is the Phoenix metro area, APS or SRP.
I mean, yeah, that's our primary service area. If somebody did want to contact us from somewhere else, it's something we could evaluate. But, you know, our primary.
Y'all have done the Page Springs Winery.
Yeah.
That's right.
Have
that's
truck,
right.
will travel.
Yeah.
If you especially have a if you make wine.
If you have a winery, we have a special
Elgin,
offer for
Patagonia.
You as well.
Well, we've done quite a bit in Central, so, yeah.
All right, so again, that's at HarmanSolar.com.
Real simple. You can't miss it on the homepage there. Click the button, fill out the information, make sure you mark Rosie on the house. And that's through the end of the weekend. So everybody that does that through the end of this weekend. So you heard it first on the Rosie Show, you get the greatest opportunity to get started with that.
And the actual drawing for the free system will be?
In October. Okay. I think it tells you on the webpage when it is. I think it's probably going to be sometime around Halloween. So that's kind of, we're going to run the contest for about 2 months.
Well, Dan, we appreciate you coming and talking solar with us. And we really appreciate any time that you can lay out a special offer like that just for the Rosie on the House listeners, because they can't get that anywhere else other than staying tuned right here every Saturday morning. Welcome to my house. Folks, we're talking solar with Dan King of Harmon Solar. I want to talk a little bit more about the SRP neighborhoods that for so long the media was saying have no longer any opportunity to participate in solar. Well, in fact, that's not the case. We're talking about peak loads. We've been talking about kilowatt hours. Who defines it? What's it worth? Depending which way it's going in the lines depends on what it's worth. And then now, peak loads. How do peak loads enter the conversation?
And we can also talk through your questions about solar. If you have a question, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. There is a text option, 411-923, but generally speaking, this is a conversation that can't fit in 120 characters. So calling in might be the better option. 1-888-767-4348.